I'm Teresa from the Mighty Lilywhites, former Welsh Cup winners, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
So it's eight who await the next round of the JD Welsh Cup. Welcome to the preview podcast for the quarterfinals. I'm Mark Webber, joined by Mark Jonah Jones very shortly. And we'll be hearing comment from managers and players alike, including the people who are currently leading the Welsh Premier League, the current Welsh Cup holders, a previous Welsh Cup winning side, the surprise package and the League Cup winners. Jonah has his say as ever, and of course he's a man who has lifted this Welsh Cup, and you know what it's like, Jonah. Looking at the teams that are in the frame, which tie excites you most? Who do you think's going to cause some issues?
I think they're all like good contests, Matt. Great contests for the quarterfinal stages. But I think the one that's intriguing is the Ballard and Cardiff Met. I think Ballard and Cardiff Met, you know, they're both hunting a trophy. Ballard have won it before. Cardiff Met now have won a trophy in the Nathaniel Carr's Cup this year. But I both think they have the ability in their camps to go and get to the final at least. So that's the one I can work out. Maybe on the others there's a favourite in every other tie. But in this one, I think this is a 50-50 clash. And this, I think, will be the hardest one to pick.
It all kicks off Friday night under the lights. The Covey Army will lay out the red carpet, I'm sure, for Connors Quay Nomads again, but they won't want them to win. Let's hear from both managers. Sean Eardley first.
With them being one-off games, you know, it's probably similar to the FA Cup in England, you know, cup football, anything can happen. So we've got to make sure that we approach the game no differently. There's going to be an expectancy, you know, with the fans walking through the gate. But, you know, I truly believe the characters that we got, we can handle that. We're used to playing in front of the big crowds now, and it promises to be, you know, hopefully if the conditions stay the same, fantastic conditions tonight. You know, the Oval's going to be rocking on Friday night, definitely.
And, of course, the cup holder manager right now, Andy Morrison.
We've had a tough run, you know, with Carmarthen away, then Carnarvon away, and then we started off with Galsfield away, which is tough, you know. So we've had three away ties, so it's been tough. So, you know, we won't see our own patch all the way to the final if we have to get there. But yeah, we're looking forward to Friday night's game. It'll be a great atmosphere here. They create a great atmosphere, the fans here.
And you're riding on the crest of a wave at the moment, obviously, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going well. Do you know, we're disappointed we didn't win the game on Saturday. You know, for a team that have the record at home that they have, and for us to go down there and basically just have to deal with counter-attacks because we dominated the game without scoring. We weren't ruthless in the final third. But yeah, we've been going really well, you know, and hopefully we'll get Ryan Wignall and Declan Poole back over the next couple of weeks. You know, we've lost them for 2 months, and they were two massive players in the first phase, you know, which gave us a different kind of dimension, you know. But being Connors Quay, we lose two key players and we still find a way to win.
They're all tough, these ties, Jonah, but you'd argue perhaps this one's the toughest. Of course, when Connors Quay Nomads went to the Oval, it was a 0-0 draw earlier on in the league season. But of course, since then, Nomads routed Carnarvon. Do any of those scores matter?
I just think they'll go into a slight favourites because they're top of the league. But Carnarvon on their day at the Oval, they can beat anybody. They need to be a little bit more pumped up than they were. I think the crowd needs to be as well than they were Monday evening against TNS. They put up a decent performance, but I think they got to show a little bit more. The Connors Quay are big boys now, and the big boys are coming to town to try and knock you up to the quarter final of the cup. So Carnarvon and the Covey Army, the fans, they've got to get their giant killing heads on, and they got to, you know, they really got to try and make it a special event. Not just a Carnarvon versus Connors Quay top six game, which they've earned. This is a quarter final of the Welsh Cup. It's a competition that they got, you know, if they win this game, they've got a realistic chance of winning. Connors Quay, I think, will expect to win. They'll be favourites, even though it's a tough ask for Andy Morrison's team, seeing as in all the tournaments they're in. But for Carnarvon and Sean Early, this is a massive game, and they have to get the crowd behind them. It's massive. The Covey Army have to be loud behind them on Friday evening.
And down south, a tie that we've already seen played out so far this season. It was a League Cup tie earlier on in the season, a Nathaniel MG Carr's Cup tie, and it was just as exciting as it's going to be this weekend. Cambrian and Clinnoch from the Welsh League taking on Barry Town United. Let's hear from Barry Town United's boss Gavin Chesterfield first.
Oh yeah, great competition. Competition that means the world to us. You know, Cambrian are a good team. All right, they are. They're riding high at the moment in Welsh League Division 1, and they've beaten us already this season. So there's a lot of motivation in that for us. But the lads now, you know, should be coming into this game, you know, bouncing. It's an opportunity to get to a semi-final. Cambrian will be looking at it the same. So it makes for a mouth-watering cup tie. People are expecting an upset. Our job is to make sure it doesn't happen.
One man who saw plenty of action in that last time Barry played Cambrian and Clyrch was Niall Reid, the Cambrian and Clyrch goalkeeper. Of course, this one could go to extra time and penalties as well, and he's well up for the fight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to play Barry again in the cup after we beat him on penalties in the first round. We're just looking forward to play him again.
That was, of course, in the Nathaniel MG Cup final. And then he went on to lose in the final against Cardiff Met, as it happens, at Jenner Park. So it's going to be a big occasion at Jenner Park next weekend.
Yeah, very big. Very big for the players and the management team as well. Just looking forward to it.
These two know each other very well from penalty shootouts in the last cup match. Does that help, or is this a completely clean slate for the two of them?
I think they had two players sent off, might be their captain last week in the last league game, and one of their better midfield players got sent off from the dugout, so they could really be a big miss, you know, in the fixture against Barry. If they're going to get anything down at Jenner, they have to go with their best team. They have to go, you know, with everything going well for them, because, you know, Barry, as we could see, have improved a hell of a lot. They're in the top three. Barry, in the last 2 weeks, have challenged TNS and Connors Key for the title. So Barry will start this as good a season and as great as cup season as Dane Williams' Cambrian have had. Barry will start this as warm favourites. They've created a shock. They've knocked them out of the Nathaniel Cars in the earlier rounds. So there's not saying that they can't beat them, because they've done it once already, but I see Barry just as favourites for this. And the mountains they've climbed this year, Cambrian, this will be the tallest one if they were to knock Barry out of the JD Welsh Cup quarter final.
Two very interesting 2:30 ties on Saturday, as Bala take on Cardiff Met and Llandudno take on TNS. Let's hear from Scott Rusko from TNS first.
They picked up a little bit, had a good result the other day. You know, they'll want to turn us over and get a positive result. But, you know, now, another good performance tonight, another good result. We want to be into the semi-final of that Welsh Cup this season without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, the 2:30 Saturday kickoff is Bala against Cardiff Met. Cardiff Met, of course, winning the Nathaniel Cars Cup. Bala, previous winners of the Welsh Cup.
Once you get to the quarter-final of the Welsh Cup, you are in with a chance. You have to play to the best of your ability. You have to play to, you know, everybody has to play well. But that's why these three clubs we've just mentioned will, you know, they'll all think they got a chance of lifting the Welsh Cup. And it would be a fantastic achievement for any of the ones you've just mentioned. So quarter-final stages, once you reach that semi-final, Mac, you really have got a chance.
So we do now know the venue of the Iron Brew Cup final that Connors Quay Nomads will be playing in against Ross County. It is Inverness. Bit of a controversial decision in some people's minds. A little bit too far away from Connors Quay and a little bit closer to Ross County than Connors Quay. Here's what Neil Doncaster, the SPFL secretary, has got to say about it.
We're very excited about having our first international Iron Brew Cup in the history of this tournament, and delighted that Connors Quay have made their way to the final. I couldn't believe the atmosphere for the semi-final when they got past Edinburgh City, and that was clearly a big night for the club, and we're delighted to be welcoming Connors Quay Nomads to Inverness in March.
And you're generally happy with how the new idea of inviting other countries into the competition has been working out?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to keep trying new things. We introduced the Colt teams, the reserve teams, if you like, from the top tier in Scotland. That's worked well because it's given players really good development time against adults, but also the cross-border element of it, bringing in teams from Wales, from Northern Ireland, from the Republic, and also from the English National League, trying to increase the breadth of the competition, the visibility for the sponsors and the broadcasters across the UK and Ireland, but also to develop relationships with our friends in other parts of the UK and Ireland. And we're really, really pleased with how it's gone so far.
First things first, it was bound to be in Scotland, wasn't it? It's a long way away, there's no doubt, right? They've drawn the short straw here. Their fans have drawn the short straw, really. They're going to have to fly up there and then go another 3 hours, is it, or something like that, on most people's journeys up there. But look, it's been a long journey. We wanted the team to get to the Iron Brew Scottish Cup final. Along the way, you've got to put up with things like travelling and things if you're going to create history for your club. And I'm sure, were they to go up there and lift the cup, Andy Morrison and the fans wouldn't mind, you know, if it was another 3 hours, were they to lift it. So it's what football's all about sometimes. You get into Europe and you have to travel, and nobody moans when you play it, because it's just a fantastic event. And this is history. This is history for the Welsh Premier League. They're in the Scottish Iron Brew Challenge Cup. It will create so much publicity. It'll create a lot of talk in football, as we know. You know, a Welsh team in the Iron Brew Scottish Cup final. So, listen, they'll go up there, the Nomads, and they'll enjoy themselves, I'm sure. I'm sure they'll have a few wee drams when they're up there on the Friday and the Saturday night, and they'll make a row how many go up. But, listen, they're going up to win that cup. They're not going up just to be a part of an event. They're going up to win that cup, and Morrison will tell you that. Yeah, he said Ross County will be strong favourites, and everybody knows that. But Connorskey are not going up there just to make the numbers up. Don't worry about that.
Well, it'll be an exciting Welsh Cup weekend. Games spread across the weekend, of course, and we'll be back next week to analyse them all and talk about the next round of the JD Welsh Premier League. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Cheers, Mac. All the best, mate.